This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Technically speaking, this is not the DJV program, but this hour does include all the members of the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner is here, and our job in this hour is to review the stories that this week Talkers Magazine says are the big stories on News Talk Radio, our comments that are duplicated somewhat from some of the things we've talked about on the program this week. Some new angles and maybe some new stories. I'll go through the top 10 ladies and the people list as well. And then maybe we'll do the usual pulling apart some of the things that maybe in terms of nuance, folks haven't heard a particular angle on a story. So we'll get to that as we go through the story list. At number 10, those UFO hearings. That was a bright spot this time of the week, frankly. Yeah. Number 9, sports playoffs, the equal pay for women's soccer, all issues being discussed. Elon Musk and Twitter at number 8, Roe v. Wade, number 7, crime, etc. I don't know, the whole thing is about crime. I wish we could just eliminate that because it's in here. That's coupled with the Buffalo shooting this week. The COVID situation, number 4. Russia and Ukraine, number 3, the economy and the way that the baby formula situation has developed and how that reflects on a lot of things, including the economy. And then the primary, the elections this week, who got in and who got out, et cetera, et cetera. That's number 1. On the people list, Karine Jean-Pierre. I must pull a blank on that one, ladies.
Karine Jean-Pierre. She's the new White House press secretary. She started this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did know that. Why didn't I remember her name? Okay. Elon Musk is 9. Samuel Alito is 8. Tucker Carlson is 7. Putin is 6. Jerome Powell is 5. Madison Cawthorn is 4. Dr. Oz is 3. Trump is 2. And Biden is 1. So, in terms of the politics, let's kind of get that out of the way. It is number 1 this week. A lot of people are focusing on Trump and who he was supporting and who won and how celebrities like Dr. Oz did. The completely out of your mind Madison Cawthorn. Did you see some of the Twitter remarks, some of the social media remarks
he made? So weird.
He is
days after he lost. And so people who don't know, he lost this for himself, by the way. He's the youngest member of Congress. And unfortunately, instead of going in there and doing work, he started making a lot of outlandish claims that he even ended up walking back. Like, he got invited to orgies in Congress and all that. I mean, just weird stuff. And so he walked those back. He lost. It was a pretty tight race, even though he lost. But then he's, like, gone off, and he's been talking about dark MAGA and how he's going to come and take down all of these establishment types who came after him and that. I don't know. It's very strange.
The guy belongs in asylum, and he doesn't belong in Congress. That's what I
think the sad thing is that a lot of times people get into Congress, and they get a microphone and a camera, mm-hmm. and then they start believing their own press. And they think that instead of doing things, which is what they were elected to do, that they're just like some kind of spokesperson now. And it's like, people want, you know, and on both sides, I believe I speak for Democrats as well as Republicans when I say people are tired of those blowhards who say a lot of things and don't do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Washington, D.C. is filled with
full of them.
Yeah, and they're more and more every day, the more attention. And sometimes it has the other effect. The other side thinks it's great to take down Marjorie Taylor Greene or a Madison Cawthorn. Okay, well, you're giving them, it's the same thing that the Republicans did to people like AOC and the squad. You're giving them more power than they have. Everybody in Congress has the same amount of power. It's just we give
one
people
vote
more because of certain things they say. Right.
Yep. All right. To be ignored, perhaps. But hard in this circumstance with social media playing such an important role, or maybe influential. I don't know about important. What would you say was the right word, Jay? Is social media important or influential?
Influential, I think, is probably a better word for it.
Yeah.
Which I guess in turn makes it important, influential.
Yeah, right. Okay. So Elon Musk and Twitter, Victoria is following that pretty closely. This is an up and down. This guy is riding a seesaw, and Twitter says, okay, you offered us, what was it, $40 billion? Pay up.
$44 billion. Yeah, the problem, though, is that, I mean, look, I have been very skeptical of this entire deal from the beginning. I did not believe that this was a sincere offer. Musk does this kind of stuff. He makes very bold statements on Twitter. This time, though, I think, you know, the old saying, he wrote a check that his butt can't cash. I never heard that expression before.
Who uses that expression?
Ladies, have you ever heard that before? Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the point is that Twitter doubled down this week and said he is not getting out of this deal. He has a $1 billion breakup fee plus so many legal fees for breach of contract that pretty much every financial expert at this point says they just don't see a way for him to get out of this. And the real reason that he would want to get out of it is because he agreed to pay $54.20 a share, and the stock market has just tanked this week. And so on Monday, the latest update from this was on Monday, the stock dropped to $37. So he's already walking into the deal, you know, totally at a loss.
I don't know if this is a moneymaker, though. I see this a little bit differently because Twitter has grossly undercounted the amount of fake accounts and bots that are on their platform. And so they represented to Elon Musk that 3% of their accounts were fake. And you know, robot accounts, essentially.
I think 5% was the number I saw, but yeah.
Whatever it is, and obviously it is. This week it came out that of Joe Biden, first of all, of the POTUS account, so forget whoever slides into POTUS, President of the United States, that over half of those followers are fake. And there are like 14 million of those already. Joe Biden's followers, they went through that. I think just under half of his followers are fake. So if that's true in these big accounts where you have millions and millions and millions of people, well, then that would tell you that the platform is grossly misrepresenting who's
there. How do they get to be
fake?
Somebody explain that to me. They're
robot accounts, basically. Somebody can generate multiple accounts. Well, it's not even
fine. Same person gets two or three.
You create fake accounts. And there are a lot of people, like you probably have seen these yourself, Doug, where you get a note maybe on Facebook or Instagram that says, hey, we can get you 20,000 followers for $69.99. Those are not real people.
Yeah, people buy bot followers, yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with Elon Musk, though, in his case, and a lot of tech, you know, doing the tech report for DJV, I read a lot of tech news and a lot of, like, sort of, apolitical, like, you know, bipartisan stuff when it comes to the political stories from the tech world, they've been saying that it is very possible that Elon Musk, you know, it also is based on who you follow. Elon Musk follows a very tech-heavy group of accounts. Within those tech accounts, they have the highest numbers of bots. So it is very plausible, not that anyone's defending either way, Twitter or Musk, but someone taking a, you know, sort of a shot down the middle said, you know, it's very plausible that Elon Musk, in his personal experience with Twitter, is encountering more bots than the average person, and it is based on the fact that he follows more accounts that tend to have more bots. So Twitter does have some cleaning up to do. But beyond that, he's still trying to make this argument that they can't prove that it's only 5%. And he at one point said it was 91% of all of Twitter is fake, which is not true. So he's trying his best to make a case for himself in the public court of opinion to get out of this deal.
One wonders why he wanted to buy it in the first place.
Everyone's been talking about him for a month.
Well, and also, but I think it's more than just an ego buy. I believe that he actually... I believe that Elon Musk actually cares about freedom of speech. And unfortunately, we've lost that in the country. I can tell you
sure
just
have.
From my own Twitter usage, I've gained more followers since Elon Musk said he was going to buy Twitter. I've gained more followers. There's more conversation. You can't tell me that Twitter wasn't tamping down on people's ability to gain followers, especially people who have conservative voices. I mean, I just in my little tiny world on Twitter have seen so much more interaction, and I don't even use the platform all that much. So I've heard from all of my friends who do that are, you know, higher profile people on Twitter and the conservative side of things that are seeing so much more, gaining like hundreds of thousands of followers once Twitter started releasing some of the algorithms that they were trying to hide because Elon Musk was coming into Twitter. So I don't know. I appreciate him even talking about it because it seems to be a better experience, I would guess, for half of the country that considers themselves to be more conservative in their use of Twitter.
Well, it's a good distraction as much as anything else. I don't think it's real in reality. I think what's real are problems like crime, which is number six, and maybe highlighted individually by the Buffalo shooting, the shooting in Los Angeles this week, and where all of this is going.
I got some more information on that shooting, by the way.
The
Orange County shooting. Yeah, that was kind of interesting because, you know, a lot of attention went to Buffalo because 10 people died. But this was, for California, this was a really big story to have someone just, you know, walk into a church and start shooting. Because of the brave parishioners, the damage was kept to one person. He murdered one person, but that's because that person basically tackled him, and then the parishioners, the pastor was able to hit him over the head with a chair, and then the parishioners hogtied him with an extension cord. But what this guy did, and he was a security guard from Las Vegas, and he drove to Orange County to this church, and so the question was, why this church? It's not a known church. It's not a mega church. There are other Taiwanese churches around because this guy was, you know, had a problem with Taiwanese people. So, but why this one when he was living in Las Vegas? It wasn't his neighborhood church. And so what I've heard is that this guy was a member of the United Front, which has ties directly to the Chinese government and their security forces in China. And apparently what was happening at the church that day is that a pastor who was from the area had gone to Taiwan, very pro-Taiwanese independence, and this was his first time coming back to this parish, this church. And so a lot of people are now thinking that he was the target. Because here's what the shooter did. The shooter didn't just walk in and start shooting. He got there early. They tried to register him. He said, I've been to this church before, so he didn't register. He went to church with these guys. Then he went to the luncheon afterwards celebrating the return of this pastor. After he ate with them, that's when he went over and chained up the doors and jammed super glue into the locks.
It's like a Dylan Roof story.
Totally. And so, and then he just opened, then he started shooting into the air, and then that's when this brave Dr. Chang, tackled him. And now they're saying it could have roots with the Chinese government because this guy was a pro-Taiwanese person that he was maybe allegedly targeting.
18 after the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Calatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jack Stockwell, what is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, and in this portion of the program, Jake Kirshner is going to take us into the world of social media for comments to questions that we've posted on our various DJV social media sites, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So, the question, Jay, who would you like to see become, this goes along with number one, the number one story this week is about politics, elections, and that sort of thing. So we asked, who would you like to have be the next president of the U.S. Okay, so what are people saying?
Yeah, it was kind of some fascinating answers. Al McEwen said anyone not in the current administration, including the House and Senate, would be a step up. Jay Martin wants somebody from a third party just to teach career politicians a lesson and let them know they work for the citizens. They do not rule over us. Stacey Ray says party doesn't matter. It's whomever is going to protect women's rights and keep the middle class from becoming homeless. David Maher says Ron DeSantis, and Chris Marengo says Mark Cuban, because we were talking about Mark Cuban might be a good option. He was touching on that. Mark Cuban would face the same opposition Trump did from both sides of the political spectrum. The two parties don't want any. I can see that.
Trump won, so it wasn't that much opposition.
Yeah. Well, and then he goes on to continue, the two parties don't want anyone that's not in their clique to be executive.
Well, there's something, that's a lot, there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah. But I think Mark Cuban the opposition would be a good option. Yeah, I think Mark Cuban's personality and Trump's personality are really what's that apart.
I mean, I think it's an interesting one. And I don't know,
I just feel like I've just seen a lot of people run in California that have nothing to do with Trump, that when they're outsiders, like, they get taken down by the establishment and by the fringes of whatever group they're running against. You know, they don't like to see outsiders come in because I guess it disrupts the gravy train. Because a lot of these guys are just making a ton of money.
Yep, that's all it is. Okay, next question, Jay. How do we get Brittany Griner back from the Russians?
Yeah, is trading for a deadly criminal the only answer, as Russia has been asking for? Kathy Ray Ross says, I would prefer they've worked to release someone detained longer instead of someone just because they're famous. Paul Brady says they want to trade. We get Brittany, they get the women from The View. Randy Ladd chimes in. Britney Spears for Britney.
That's pretty funny.
For Britney Griner.
Why would we give Britney Spears? What? Oh, my gosh.
She is a national treasure. Yeah. Dave Sweeney says,
one Britney for another?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dave Sweeney says, I say leave her. There are more important items we should be concerned with. She went and knowingly broke the law.
We don't know that.
You do the time.
So, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's still so much unknown
right.
with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Buffalo and the shooting there. Lots of people with lots to say, so where do we start?
Yeah, these were some long-winded comments on the Buffalo shooting. Becky Blizzard says, there's obviously racism here. With this guy, it's a no-brainer, but what about the other mass shootings that have taken place in the last month? Were they racist or just mad? Was the Buffalo shooter angry, racist, or both? They are all mentally ill and should never have had guns. The guns didn't shoot themselves. The mentally ill person who pulled the trigger is the problem. Jason Thomas kind of wants to have some additional conversations. There's violent extremists of every race, but the media only gets traction out of one. Eight people who were killed this weekend in Chicago, but didn't make the news.
Yeah, and that's every weekend there. That's the problem with that. All right, good. An update from you. Thanks for the comments. Help yourself to all of our social media here. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is heading to Asia to meet South Korea's newly elected president, Yoon Suk-yeol, in Seoul Friday, where the two will tour a Samsung Electronics campus. The campus will be a model for a new Samsung factory that's being built in Texas. North Korea may show a sign of strength while the president is in Asia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on a North Korean display of force.
We've said from this podium, we've said at the State Department,
and we've indicated in quite clear terms that our intelligence does reflect the genuine possibility that there will be either a further missile test, including long-range missile test, or a nuclear test, or frankly both, in the days leading into, on, or after the president's trip to the region.
We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the CDC once again raises the alarm of COVID masking again in certain parts of the United States, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita on Fox News Friday morning says the pandemic exposed many imperfections at America's health watchdog groups.
We got to prepare for the next pandemic or whatever is coming down the pike. And I put my faith in Hoosiers and Americans to make good decisions when they have good information. And the fact of the matter is, no one in their right mind should really, or in the back of their mind, can trust this data, because there was no criteria, standardized criteria, for the healthcare providers to submit it in the first place. And there's really not been any substantive audit by the CDC. So for politicians to come out as they did and say, oh, this is good data, these hospitalizations are accurate, and these COVID deaths are accurate, I mean, no one in their right mind really can or should believe that, and we shouldn't forget it now. And so I'm going to pick up from an forensic and investigative perspective to make sure we find out exactly how these numbers were retrieved, how they were produced, and what criteria, if any, were used.
China will launch its first large space telescope in late 2023 to watch the skies. The Chinese Space Telescope is an optical and ultraviolet space observatory that will boast a 6.6-foot diameter lens. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Back at 34 after the hour, with a continuation of our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Charts from Talkers Magazine that are available both at talkers.com and the DJVshow.com. Charts of the week of May 16th to the 20th. According to their research, the baby formula shortage, that situation number two this week. And it seems that a lot of our listeners have something to say. Jay, do you want to go through what some of the listener responses have been to the issue and how we've talked about it?
Yeah. Tim Palmer said that his mom raised four boys on a pet milk recipe her doctor gave her. He actually just found that out recently, and they were fine, made it through sports, horses, riding motorcycles, all of that stuff. I have no idea how safe that is in today, like today's kind of stuff, but that's what his mom did. Tisha McCoy says breast.
Well, what difference would it make whether it was then or now? If it was safe and it worked, right?
Because there's always changes. There's chemical changes. You don't know what kind of pet milk recipe. And also, you find out new things. Like once upon a time,
are you
they
saying
used to say
pet milk?
Pet milk
pet,
recipe.
PET.
Yeah.
What is
it's a
pet
product.
Milk?
It's a that's a name. That's a
oh,
brand.
I thought you meant like it was like a like for a pet and the kids got it too.
No.
I didn't get that
pet
at all.
Well, I mean, look at it like honey. Once upon a time, they thought honey was healthy, and now they're like, do not give babies under one any honey. It's very dangerous.
Right.
So what happened? Did babies die? Or did somebody...
Well, there's some kind of enzyme. Yeah, there's some kind of enzyme that babies don't have the bodily function, I guess, to properly digest.
Absorb
it. Make them very sick. Very, very sick.
Yeah. All right, so what else? And who else?
Tisha McCoy says that breastfeeding is super hard for the first 3 months. However, 99% of the female population can breastfeed if they choose not to for whatever reason. That's fine. She nursed her first son for 13 months, second son for 22 months. Good grief. The thought of breastfeeding a baby with teeth terrifies me.
But she's also, I think, a little off on 99% of women can breastfeed. That's not a number I've ever heard.
Well, no, her thing is
way over.
Yeah, she has can in quotations about, you know, you might have to go visit a lactation consultant. You might have to do a lot of other things. But she does say it can be very painful and it's not for every woman. Celia Weller says she had to feed her son formula. She did everything she could to breastfeed and it just wasn't working. Chad Allen also brings up a good conversation. They adopted their daughter at birth, so breastfeeding wasn't an option for their family.
Right.
So it was this breast milk. Nobody's come up with a formula other than the pet milk recipe, which I find interesting.
Which
given the
needs
fact
a rebrand.
Somebody else
needs a new name.
Yeah, I don't have the name in front of me, but somebody else did mention goat milk.
Goat milk is good for children, I think. Yeah, easy to digest. Goat milk is very. That's why people like goat cheese. They say it's healthy for you because it's easy, much easier. The lactose intolerant folks who can't use dairy milk can easily use goat milk most of the time. So that's an interesting, that's an interesting play on that. Also, in this same, I guess, the column here of stories, the economy, jobless claims are climbing again. That means that there were more jobless people this past week than there were the week before. And it seems rather strange when you go up and down the street in your town, everybody has a sign out front, help wanted. So how the hell is it that
it's not just that now. It's people making the choice because it's so expensive to get to work. Because,
you
guys are coming
that,
to,
right? That was going
to
happen.
You guys are coming to California. You're going to see that, like, cheap gas that I bought this week, it was like $6.10. And that's about
the first time
I could find.
I have ever paid. This is the most expensive gasoline ever. I paid $5.07 for gasoline yesterday in the Mass Pike.
I anticipate we're going to see $7 in California.
Gouging.
But the thing is that this is a real concern. And this is why people are saying, okay, if I have a minimum wage job and I have to commute to get to it. And minimum wage, by the way, in California is high. It's like almost $16 an hour. If I've got that, what's the calculated risk?
So then you're forced to go into going to work. You don't make it easy for them
to
stay home. You don't make it easy to stay home.
Right.
That's what we've done. Sorry, it costs a lot of money to get to work. It costs all of us a lot of money to get to work. So I'm going to pay more because you don't want to go to work?
No, but that's not what Jen is saying.
Of course
right?
it is. I'm not saying that's what she's
they're
saying.
They're making more
that's
money staying home.
But like Jen said, if you're making a choice between doing your part-time job and driving and basically breaking even, the choice is to pay gas or buy groceries. I mean, the people are really struggling right now. I know you have made comments that, you go to the grocery store and you don't look at prices, but that's not the typical American experience right now.
Yeah, that wasn't reflective on this part of the issue. But as far as you staying home and me paying you to stay home, I'm not for it. Sorry, no.
I almost fell over.
No.
I
I picked up some blueberries from my dad yesterday, and the small container, which is normally 2 for $5, is now $5.49. The big container of blueberries, $9.19.
Yep.
I mean, are you kidding?
Happen. That's why you go to the local farmer. Find your local farmers.
Because it's not just regular gas that's going up. It's diesel, which means that trucking
diesel's
prices
more
are
expensive.
More. Right. Yeah, right. I mean, it's...
That's what I've been saying all along. Diesel, I just ordered... I usually get, on the farm, I usually get 2,500 to 3,000 gallons of diesel at a time. I said to the guy, if you can find me, he says, it's in short supply. I might be able to get you 1,000 gallons, but it's $5.49 a gallon. So that's $5,000.
Can you store that on your farm?
Yeah.
Can you do, like, your own diesel storage facility?
I have
facility?
My tanks. Yeah, right. But but backing up to what I paid last year, which was $2.93 a gallon at the same time last year. So you figure it out. How are people?
And you know what? There's a lot of blame, and I'm sure that we all blame different people, and we'd probably all be a little bit right. So,
I'd rather fix the problem than
fix the blame. We have to fix the problem because I'm telling you right now, this is not good. We are headed for a collapse, and that is not fear mongering. The market is already spooked. It is scared. You've got a lot of people selling off. I mean, this is not good. And I don't care who you vote for or whatever you think politically, we should be concerned as Americans because this weakens us from a national security perspective. Our economy gets a bit terrible. Ugh.
If you want to play the blame game, look at Putin and why he's still allowed. The blame goes on those who have allowed him.
You've got to look at the oil company executives, too. And they're skating under the radar.
It started with Putin. It starts with the invasion. And then everybody else climbs on and gouges.
Well, and canceling leases.
Get away with it.
Canceling leases, not the best way to go. You got to bring those puppies back. Let people drill. Do it temporarily.
I thought it was interesting the Target is not having a good time making money, but they're trying to help the consumer by resisting the higher prices. Their costs are ballooning, as are all other retail establishments. The guy who's the CFO was talking to investors and stuff this week because there was a huge decline in net profits in the last quarter. Because it's more expensive. You got to pay your help more. You aren't as full on inventory, so you can't sell as much. And the cost of freight, good God. Company reported costs also rising by an additional $1 billion this year. That's more than it expected. And so that's just indicative. That's probably the best run, that and TJ Maxx, two best run retail establishments in the country. And neither of them have had good quarters because of this. Walmart also.
See, I would think TJ Maxx would be the time where people, TJ Maxx in August is probably going to have a great time because that's when back to school shopping is going to happen, and a lot of families will go there and get discounted stuff. So I'm less concerned about TJ Maxx than I am about Target. Target is very well priced, but the problem is it's a lot of discretionary shopping. So it's like, oh, I feel like I need a new throw pillow, and people aren't really adding throw pillows right now. And so there's kind of, like, I bet Home Goods is probably also taking a hit, which I think is also owned by TJ Maxx. Yeah, same thing.
Yep, yeah. All right, let's get to surprising number three this week. It wasn't number one, but there are other things pushing us around. Our Congress has approved a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Where's that money coming from? Anybody want to know? I'd kind of like to know.
We know.
Senate voted 86 to 1.
They're either borrowing it or they're printing it. And, say what you will about Rand Paul, the guy's consistent. And a lot of people are saying, well, there's a group of Republicans who don't want to help Ukraine and blah, blah, blah. It's not. And this is kind of where I'm sitting right now. I want to help Ukraine. You guys know this from the beginning. I think that we need to do what we can to support them. The problem is there's been no oversight in the money that we've been sending. And now there are reports that a lot of this money is going to some Ukrainian oligarchs and that there's getting some dipping off the top. And so what Rand Paul has been asking for is an accounting of where the money is going, right? You want to know, is it going into ammunition? Is it going into weapons? Is it going into rebuilding or supplies? And to have someone with oversight, I think, is not I don't think that's an unreasonable ask, is to have some oversight over how that money is being spent. I think it's important.
Why should we?
We should be doing that in all of our government.
Of course we should. The government is out of control, wasting money like you wouldn't believe, and we keep it keeps saying, oh, we're going to tax the rich, let's get more money. How about you run the country so that it's being run responsibly instead of the way that it's being run? If you want to be a really good administrator slash politician, run things well. That's why we've been talking a lot about
well,
Mark.
And if we help Ukraine with $40 billion, find $40 billion where we can cut somewhere else.
Kinda,
I mean, you have to prioritize in your household. We should have to prioritize as a government, too. You would think.
Also, number three, with regard to the war, I see after the White House visited Finland and Sweden, the president of Turkey says we're not going to allow these countries into NATO. So this guy is on the hit list from the rest of... So how many votes? There are 30 NATO countries, right? So this guy's only got one vote.
They all have... It has to be unanimous.
Has to be unanimous?
So he's going to use this as his bargaining chip. And so whatever his demands are, he's now got everybody, you know, he's got everybody over a barrel. So whatever Erdogan wants, I don't know. He's claiming that he doesn't want... Finland and Sweden in because they've supposedly supported Kurdish militants that they consider terrorists.
Oh, nonsense.
Both countries have said that that's not true.
That's
and
nonsense.
Yeah, so, well, it's political posturing because he's obviously got some other demands that he wants to make.
Yep. And yeah, I'm telling you, it tells, like we said, it tells you all you need to know. This kind of stuff puts people on record and shows you who the good guys are and who are not the good guys.
I never thought this guy was any good. I think he's
not.
A slimewad.
He is.
He belongs in the same category.
Didn't he call Putin, like, last week to tell him about Finland and Sweden? No, he was, this guy is, it's very transparent.
Yep, it is, that's for sure. All right, number four is COVID cases are going up in almost every state. So here's another bit of good, bad, well, it's not good. The good news is that it's not as severe. The bad news is the numbers are going up. Okay, so what do you do about it? You wear a mask when you're inside. If you're smart, you make sure that you're taking care of your own health and well-being, your immune system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's what you do, even though the case numbers are up. What good does it do us to talk about numbers? We all know what's going
on. Because everyone has it right now, and I'm in New Jersey, and I know so many people with it. It's just everywhere.
48 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Three past the hour, it's Car Talk here on the DJV program with my friend and yours as well. If you're in the need for some car news, Nick, it's Nick News time. At all you have to do is go to rautoexpert.com, his website. Check it all out. Electric vehicles are offsetting the volume of oil by 1.5 million barrels a day. So say the people selling electric vehicles. What they don't tell you is that instead of oil being used to power the plants now, it's coal and other things. So I'm not buying this for a second. Are you, Nick? I'm not buying. It's good in some ways, but don't think you're going to save the planet by buying an electric vehicle now.
Can they help me bring the price of gas down? That's what I want to know.
Well, there you go. What are you paying for gas in Oregon?
Yeah, Oregon is not so bad as California, it's still around $5 a gallon. Poor California is over $6 now. So.
Well, that's because of the taxes. Yeah. I paid the most I ever paid for a gallon of gas in my life yesterday, $5.07 in Massachusetts. This is not sustainable. We keep saying the same thing. It's not sustainable. There's no real leadership. I don't see a lot of people paying a lot of attention to sources of oil. You know, really, the environmental cuckoos are saying, you can't drill some more, we've got to make the air sand. What's going to be the point? The economy will be in the toilet, and nobody will have jobs, and everybody will be broke. So the environment isn't that important in the near term. Anyway, I'm on my horse. The Land Rover Defender is going to get stretched. Is this like an airplane?
Yes.
How are they making it bigger?
They're very good at stretching things now because of all the new metals that they've invented. and they're going to put 8 seats in it, so 2, 3, 3. Actually, technically, because they have this very clever jump seat up front, they could go to 9 seats in this. But, you know, to be honest with you, I don't even like riding with my one person in the vehicle. So could they just make a one-seater, maybe one and a dog?
I take my dog. That's it. Take your dog. That's all.
Yeah. So I don't know why we're putting more why are we putting more people in cars? I just like to put less, to be honest with you.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, 8 people.
Honda has a new electric car or a crossover. What are they doing?
Well, this is interesting. So it's not so much that they're coming out with this new SUV. They're taking the old Prologue. You remember the Prologue, that little sports car they came out with in the 1980s? It was the name recycling is what I found interesting here. All these car companies are getting all their names out of the old chest that sits at the end of the bed and dusting them off and finding new uses for them. I mean, you know, the Maverick that Ford has recently done, Ford are actually doing the same thing. They're looking through all of the old names that they have in the chest and seeing what can we reuse. So Prologue is an old Honda name, and they're going to put it on an SUV. But it seems to be that, you know, Lightning used to be a big old powerful truck that Ford had, and now they put it on the new electric one. So if you have an old whatever sitting in your garage, that might be something that will be reborn in the next few years with a different shape. Yeah.
Right. What's worth here, used car values, highest rising resale value. Look at this list here. And how many American cars are on this? Let's see here.
There's not as many as I'd like. Two, yeah. And interestingly enough, some of them aren't cars I'd want. It's what are Americans buying? Well, the number one is that Tesla Model 3. Never would own one of those, promise you, in my life. Kia, the Optima, well, and that's not a bad car, I have to say. And the RAV4 Prime, which is their plug-in hybrid. Then there's another Tesla at number 4, which is the Model Y. Never owned one of those. And as you go down the list, the interesting one here is that number 5 is that Toyota Corolla. Yeah, I can understand that. Number 6 is the Ford Transit. And you pointed this out in the break. Why is there a Transit on there? Well, work vans are a hot commodity, my friend. If you own a business and you're doing carpentry or electrical work, you will need a Transit to deliver flowers or whatever you need. And then SUV, a Kia Sportage, Honda Civic, Toyota Camry, and then the Chevy Bolt electric car there at number 10.
So all of these have had rising value in the last few months. Tesla's up 12% over what it was earlier. The rest of them are up 9, 8% like that. That still is a lot. It's just
money.
It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. The banks are financing this stuff, so that'll keep it pushing. All right, thank you, my friend. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.